Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
To de-escalate the tension and give us all the chance to consider the next steps, I am announcing that all classes will be held virtually on Monday. The university's president also said that she wants to sit down, talk, even argue, and find ways to compromise on solutions.
Yeah, that's a news report talking about Columbia University, where they've had all kinds of protest, in this case, dealing with the Israel-Hamas situation and what's going on in Gaza. And they're doing all their classes remote today because some of the problems involved up there. We don't have those kind of problems here in St. Louis right now, but there may be some protests tonight, we've just discovered, over at St. Louis University, where Dylan Mulvaney, he of Bud Light fame, I think that's when most people became aware of him, is going to be speaking tonight on the campus of St. Louis University. We have Alexandra Lang is with us this morning, president of the St. Louis University College Republicans. And Alexandra, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here this morning. So everybody's been coming to you for reaction to this, which I find pretty interesting, because my observation has been, if this was Riley Gaines or Matt Walsh speaking at the campus tonight, there would be protests probably by students demanding that they not be allowed to speak. That has not been your reaction at all, right?
Yeah, no, we strongly believe in freedom of speech, but we are upset that it is happening.
Yeah.
Are people surprised by you deciding not to protest?
Yeah, a lot of people, I've gotten questions from everybody, including the St. Louis Post-Dispatch also contacted me and was like, oh, are you guys planning on protesting? And we're like, no. We don't do that.
You support free speech, freedom of speech, which we all obviously support. But I mean, what do you make of the school of SLU, for example, in this case, having a very well-known trans activist come speak to the students?
It's disappointing because SLU is obviously a Catholic institution where the whole mission is for God. So it's kind of embarrassing that they are allowing bringing in Dylan Mulvaney, and I think they're paying $40,000 for him.
Really?
To come.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know what tuition is over there these days. My daughter went to SLU Law School a few years ago, but I mean, it's certainly not inexpensive, but please tell me this is a grant of some sort. They're not using tuition dollars for this. We don't know.
I have no clue.
So what's the university's reaction been to it so far?
Like the students?
Well, no. Has the administration said anything about this?
Not that I've heard of.
Crickets.
Yes.
I would imagine security has to be upped. Even though you guys aren't planning anything on behalf of the College Republicans, surely there will be some people protesting where they'd have to have increased security there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's on-campus security, but the faculty has said nothing about it. It's mainly just students spreading the word.
Yeah. So how long have you been on campus?
This is my second year.
Have you seen anything like this? I mean, has there been anything really controversial since you've been there like this?
Yes. Yeah, so for a long time now, like every Wednesday night with the Israel-Palestine conflict, there's a pro-Palestine rally that goes through the campus. So that's the biggest thing. And we hosted, the College Republicans hosted a speaker to speak about the Israel-Palestine conflict. And we had a really bad protest at our event.
Of course you did.
Of course we did.
Did I hear that you guys were then trying to get a speaker who would support conservative values to come speak tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And SLU said, we don't have the security staff to do that.
Yep. We were thinking about bringing one of the girls who swam with Leah Thomas to come talk about just the other side of things. And the school was like, oh, we can't accommodate you. It's too soon of a request, even though it was about 2 weeks ago, which I think is enough time to bring in someone. But
you would think so.
Yeah.
So they didn't say the room's not available. They just said it's just too short a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear what they were trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Alexandra Lang with us from the St. Louis University College Republicans. You know, Alexandra, have you read about the changes they've made to Title IX?
Mm-hmm.
And girls' sports and all this. So the Biden administration has changed after a period of public comment period. They've changed Title IX to now protect transgender athletes participating in girls' sports, which is interesting because Title IX, when it was put into place back, I believe, in the 70s, was designed to protect women's sports and ensure that they had the same opportunities as men. And now men are going to be allowed to participate in many cases with women's sports. Any reaction to that?
It's terrible. It's so mostly with, I mean, even though Dylan Mulvaney isn't an athlete, it's just so disrespectful to women all around with all these men trying to show us how to do the things that we do. It's just really disappointing. I'm so disrespected that my Catholic university would allow a trans activist to come onto our campus.
And pay, you think, $40,000?
$40,000, and they give us $0 for the College Republicans to bring in speakers. We find outside funding to bring in our own speakers.
Do any of the other groups get that kind of support that you're aware of?
No.
Interesting.
Is there Democrat group on campus?
There's not, surprisingly.
But they don't need the College Democrats because the whole staff, it sounds like, is part of that.
Yes.
The unspoken, unofficial group.
There could be a socialist group, though, on campus, which stands in for them on occasion. I don't know. That's amazing. So Alexandra, I'm always fascinated when I talk to young people who've taken an active role, particularly in conservative politics on a university campus, which is not favored in the view of a lot of young people your age. Tell us what brought you to this point in your life. What's your background? How did you end up where you are?
Yeah, I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I lived there my whole life up until college with my mom, who is a single mother, and she kind of taught me that I have to work for what I want and that things aren't handed down to me. And then from there, I kind of got all my conservative values from her. And then I came to St. Louis University, and I wasn't planning on being involved or anything because I didn't think I would have to at a Catholic university. But then my eyes were opened when I saw all these things that this college would let happen. And I was like, I'm not going to sit back and let this happen when I am paying money to go to this college, which I thought was going to follow the Catholic tradition, or at least some of the values. And then I was like, I have to get involved. And here I am.
I imagine you get a lot of pushback.
Yes. Yeah.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of like social media things. Like, it feels like I have a target on my back a lot. But I mean, I have a good support system of friends, and I know I'm fighting for the truth.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Even though your group is not planning on any activities tonight, you did hear that there are some adults who are, maybe?
Yeah, there's an adult group. I think their mission is they go around like the states and they protest like these events on campuses. So they're protesting, obviously, Dylan Mulvaney coming, but there's no affiliation to us or the school or anything.
Yeah. Well, Alexander, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning.
And
thank
for
you.
Fighting the good fight. Like that is,
sure.
Like we just said, that is so respectable to stand up, especially on a college campus where there's just left and right woke people. So it's just, I really respect the fact that you're doing that.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Gives us hope for the next generation,
yeah.
I have to say. We appreciate you. Alexandra Lang, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Yeah, we'll be covering that if anything happens tomorrow morning. I'm sure all the news stations will probably be out there tonight as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.